If you are a doctor, if you're a nurse, anybody that knows something about the flu shot, like really knows it, not like your personal opinion, 317-239-1009, I would appreciate your input with what we're about to talk about here. My mom was a nurse for 30 years, and I understand from my limited knowledge here, the flu shot's not 100%. You know, if you get it, you're not going to get the flu. But I guess each year they try to put it together, the doctors and the scientists, and they're like, hey, this will be the best thing, hopefully, to handle this year's flu or, like, the strain that's out there. My question is this. Does it actually make you sick? They say it doesn't, but my wife got the flu shot. Guess who's sick? My wife.
Your wife? No way. What's wrong with her?
She's just coughing and she's getting... I mean, it's also the seasonal weather too. But I swear, I haven't gotten a flu shot in 4 years. And I'm not advising that you don't. I think if the doctor says to do it, you know, trust your doctor. And my doctor wants me to, but I'm like, nah, I'm good. But I swear I've got this weird theory here. And I hate to be all conspiracy-ish. But I feel like every time I get the flu shot, I get sick. Do you guys, like, live the web grill? Do you have that problem? Or if you get the flu shot, are you fine?
Okay, so I have actually never once gotten the flu shot.
What?
Yeah, I know. So I don't know what it was, but when I was a kid, my mom just never had us get the flu shot. I always was convinced it was because she thought it would make us sick if we got the flu shot. It would actually give it to us, and it would make us sick. So that's what I always thought.
Okay.
But then I asked her this past year, and she said, no, I just never did it because I never really thought about it, and you guys never really got the flu. That's why.
All right. See, and that's why I see people calling in. Good. 317-239-1009. I'm not saying not to get it. It's just in my head. Maybe you can help me. Like, get over this, because I swear that whenever I've gotten it, I get immediately sick within a couple of days.
My sister decided to get one a couple of years ago after never having one as a child, and she got sick, just saying.
All right, let's go to Alex this morning. Alex is on the Joe and Alex show. Alex, what's your expert opinion here?
Hello, I'm a nurse. I'm no doctors by any means.
Hey, nurses are good, legit. My mom was a nurse for 30 years. Give yourself some credit.
I do like to educate on the flu just because it's geared towards flu A and flu B, and not every year one is more susceptible than the other. So last year it was flu A. That was horrible. But that means people can have flu B still. Now, people can still get sick. They can still get the cold. It doesn't prevent against that. It prevents against the actual flu, you having a fever, chills, upset stomach, that sort of thing. It's a good idea to get it because people that are immune compromised, so people with cancer, they can't get that flu shot. So if you're protecting yourself from getting the flu and spreading it, you could be saving someone's life.
Never even thought of that. Okay, Alex, thank you. Angela's on the Joe and Alex show. Angela, drop some knowledge, please.
Hi, I'm an RN, and I just wanted to say that the flu vaccine is a live attenuated vaccine, which means that it does contain like a modified version of the original virus, but it cannot cause illness.
It can't? So like it will not?
It will not cause illness. The only reason it manifests is because you might have a response to the actual injection. Or you might have previously caught an illness and it only is just now manifesting. It's mostly coincidence.
Now, why is it when they give me a shot in my arm for like that? Is that like the flu, like punching me in the arm? Like, why does it hurt and get all stiff?
Because somebody stabbed you in the arm.
Oh, okay.
And they injected medicine into your muscle. You know, you're bound to be sore.
Gosh.
Is that what it like when you get like a steroid shot in your butt, like when you're lifting weights?
Do they do it in the butt?
Steroid shots hurt a lot worse. Yeah, they'll give you penicillin in your butt if they have to.
How do you know how bad they hurt?
Because I've had a penicillin injection before.
Oh!
All right.
Okay.
I had strep throat really bad.
All right. Thank you, Angela. I also want to hear from someone. 317-239-1009. If you're non-medical, you're like, yeah, man, I'm telling you right now, every time I get the flu shot,
dude,
I get sick.
There are some insane conspiracy theories around the flu shot. Like, this is a topic that will get people so triggered and so fired up because of the conspiracy theories against it. It's like, oh, this is actually giving people the flu shot because the government wants people to get sick because they're trying to control population. I'm pretty sure that's one.
Yeah, man. Too many people. Kate, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think? Are you against the flu shot, kind of, or what are your thoughts?
I don't I actually don't have health insurance, and I know that there's a lot of places you can go and it's like free and stuff like that, but I haven't had health insurance in like over 10 years, and like because of that, I just always like don't get the flu shot, as I don't know, that's just like not something I pay out of my pocket for. I do a lot of other things to keep myself healthy.
Like what?
But I always, I'll pay out of my pocket to like go to the dentist and like okay. I'm on birth control and like all that kind of stuff. So like I still pay for that kind of stuff because I feel like that's more important to me.
Yeah.
I also feel like I'm a fairly healthy person. I haven't had the flu in a really, really long time. I haven't had like vomiting, sick, like all that kind of stuff in a really long time either.
You better knock on some wood right now.
I know.
You find some wood to knock on, because I guarantee you, you'll get the flu this season now.
Hey, thank you, Kate, for calling in. Sometimes, too, for myself, just to be safe, like to protect myself, I'm like, oh, is that a vampire? I eat extra garlic. Like, I've never been bitten by a vampire in, like, 32 years.
That's pretty sick, bruh.
Yeah. It's not out there. Free medical advice this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. All right, Liv the Web Girl, you would think, oh, she's so nice. She's so innocent. Not true if you work at a gas station. Liv the Web Girl stole this from a gas station. I don't even know how much it's worth, but I'm surprised the police have not come here yet to arrest you. Anything to say for yourself?
Don't jinx me.
All right, we'll talk about it in 3 minutes. Hang on.